click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Many people I know have had accidents with livestock, and I've been told you would rather bump another car than bump a cow. But what do you do in that particular circumstance, and what innovative solutions can we bring to the table? Well, there's an entrepreneur who's invented a reflective spray paint that can work on the coat of livestock to make sure that should you drive on a rural road and not see them, they will be reflective. So we're going to speak now to Murobedi Memphis. He's the founder of Moonshine, helping us understand more about a new innovative technology he's created to make sure that the coat of livestock reflects when a light shines on it, thus avoiding impact, collision, and car accidents with livestock, in particular when it comes to cattle. Murobedi, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening. Good evening to you and your listeners. Indeed, privilege and honor to be on your show. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Murobedi. Really appreciate it. And I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Am I, Mr. Memphis?
Yes, it's Murobedi. Close enough.
The Zulu in me is failing me today, but thank you, Murobedi. Appreciate it. First things first, it's been tough getting a hold of you. So clearly you're an entrepreneur on the move, making deals, striking deals, and of course expanding your network and knowledge around what you do. But first things first, for those of us who don't know what moonshine is and don't know why we need to protect livestock from being bumped off the road, help us understand what moonshine does and how this innovative solution came about.
Basically, about nine years ago, I had a similar situation where I was involved in an accident that was caused by stray animals. As one of your listeners mentioned, you find that in most rural areas, there are animals that are freely roaming around the streets, especially at night, which is a huge inconvenience and a huge headache for motorists. And as you all know, that necessity is the mother of all inventions, hence I came up with moonshine. So moonshine is basically a reflective paint in form of a spray, and it's designed to make stray animals visible at night. So basically, our main objective is to reduce or at least avoid accidents that are caused by stray animals. So that's basically the product in a nutshell.
100%. And I like it. It's a simple solution, practical to something that you've experienced and so many other South Africans have experienced. And as we heard from our listeners, like you say, it's a real thing. It's a real threat and concern. But I can imagine that this was quite a process, right? Because we're talking about livestock and you're dealing with a chemical that you're producing. There must be a lot you had to go through in terms of testing, regulation, and making sure that this is safe to use on animals. What's that journey been like?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I've encountered a lot of challenges, especially where I come from, you know, as I come from Taung in Pudumong. So there are a lot of challenges. Lack of information, first of all. Innovation is something that's not mundane, especially in rural areas. Basically, capital injection is a major challenge, you know, especially when you want to create your first prototype, you know. So basically, what happened is that
Did you bootstrap? So you were taking us through the story. Capital injection is tough. How did you raise the funds? How did you start your journey to go through the first prototype?
So fortunately enough, you know, I applied for a program. It was called the Grassroots Innovation Program through the Technology and Innovation Agency, which is under the Department of Science and Innovation. So that's where I got my startup capital so that I was able to create my first ever prototype. And which also assisted me, you know, so that I was able to work with an SABS approved laboratory or rather a tech station. So Technology and Innovation Agency is one of the agencies which assisted a lot, you know, with me achieving my end goal.
Morebodi, I like that you worked with an institution that guided you on the protocols, that you don't have to go back and rework your structure and ingredients. You knew the rules and the regulation and, I guess, conditions from a healthcare point of view that you had to comply with. I'm also just keen, you know, in terms of, you know, the market interest, because I can understand why a farmer, commercial farmer, would want to buy your product. But what about umalume ozamelayo, who just has a few cows, you know, in the township or in some area in an urban environment? You know, how are you driving the messaging to the right people to say this is a product you need?
Yeah, access to market is always a challenge. But fortunately, currently I've collaborated with the Road Accident Fund, you know, where they purchase my product in bulk and sponsor any village of theirs twice in South Africa. So currently we've managed to sponsor at least six villages, three in KZN and three in the Eastern Cape. And currently we will want to sell our product over the counter through the agricultural retail stores such as NWK and Hinterland, you know. And we've currently also registered on Take a Lot. So if anyone wants to purchase our product, they can always do that online. We also have a website where they can make an inquiry and we'll be able to get back to them.
We want to find you because we never know who's listening, right? They could be a funder. They could be another entrepreneur. They could be a farmer. What's the name of your website, Morebodi? Where do we find you and how do we contact you?
My wife's website is www.moonshiners.africa. And the email address is morebodi@moonshiners.africa. And my contact number, direct contact number, if you want to contact me via WhatsApp, it's 073-304-1169. And I also have a page on Facebook. It's Moonshine Reflective Paint.
Got you. How long does it last, by the way? Especially if you wash your livestock or, I don't know, if it does it wear off over some time?
It links on to the animal fur for up to a maximum of 5 months, which definitely gives you value for money. And the best part is that it has no expiry date. So you can keep it for as long as possible. The only thing that you need to be aware of is that you need to store the spray below temperature of 40 degrees Celsius just for safety purposes. And I just need to mention that just for safety purposes, you should never use the spray on the eyes or expose wounds on the animal.
Okay, got you. Ooh. Yeah, Morebodi, you are creating something so unique, so critical and needed, right? And something we typically take for granted. Thank you again for your time this evening and all the best going forward.
No, definitely. Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Truly appreciate it. And I pray and hope that the youth of this country, you know, will do everything in their power to follow their passion. They just need to be disciplined, need to have the humility. You know, humility meaning that you need to be able to learn so that you grow from other individuals. And Moonshine is indeed a true reflection of what rural development is all about. So definitely, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir, and for your words of encouragement. Morebodi, Memphis, joining us as the founder of Moonshine. It's a reflective paint that you can use on the fur and the coat of livestock, essentially preventing it from getting bumped over in the road and causing major accidents.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.